Jack Swearingen worries about greenhouse gases and California's legislated mandate to cut them severely over the next 35 years. But he also sees a pathway to meeting that goal through biochemistry.
Nature only gave us two zero-carbon fuels. There are no others. These two are hydrogen and ammonia, not the household ammonia, which is aqueous ammonia. That's like a 20% solution in water. I'm talking about pure ammonia, nitrogen with three hydrogens on it. It's easily liquefied and easily stored, and it doesn't lose any energy. It doesn't leak. It just sits there. Can we make it from electricity and store it as long as we want and return it back to electricity when we want so it becomes a chemical battery?
Swearingen, a part-time Santa Rosa resident, is co-founder and chief scientist for Wind to Green, a startup company in eastern Washington that began looking for a better process to create ammonia-based fertilizers for a wheat farm. The established model, he explains, uses natural gas as its raw material, but that has an increasingly problematic downside.
The amount of CO2 released worldwide by the production of ammonia is equal to all the greenhouse gases emitted by the state of California. So if we could make a green ammonia directly from air and water and electricity, we could make a big dent in greenhouse gas emissions. So we and several others are working on processes to synthesize ammonia directly using electrochemistry so that you feed in hydrogen from water and nitrogen from air and flow it through a reactor and out comes your ammonia.
That, he explains, can be readily liquefied under less pressure than propane and then stored and transported for use when and where it is needed. The entire process, Swearingen says, is roughly 50% energy efficient. That may not sound like a lot, but it stacks up well against petroleum fuels.
If you talk about well-to-wheel efficiency, getting petroleum out of the ground, transporting it, refining it, shipping it, and getting that power to your tires and propelling your automobile, it's way less than 50%. We're using 20% of the efficiency that's in the ground.
Ammonia can be used directly as a fuel in diesel engines, but may more readily be broken down chemically for use in hydrogen fuel cells, as that technology has been under development for some time now. But Swearingen contends that's not the optimal use for liquefied ammonia.
We think that ammonia is the other hydrogen, because when it's liquefied, compared to liquid hydrogen, ammonia has more energy per liter, per quart, per gallon, than does hydrogen. So it's a better energy storage medium than hydrogen.
Which gets back to the concept of ammonia as a biochemical battery, one that Swearingen says can compete effectively with current lithium-ion technologies.
When people say, I'm going to make a lithium-ion battery that's going to solve the problem, number one, it's expensive. Number two, it leaks. And number three, it's going to take huge, huge numbers of these things. Ammonia can store energy at a density as high or higher than almost any battery out there.
The challenge now for Wind to Green is demonstrating that this methodology can be scaled up to widespread and cost-effective usage and finding the investors or other partners to support them in doing so. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.